Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The catcher, Fran Healy. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tony Salada. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting ninth. The third baseman, George Brett. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Steve Busby. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The DH, Tony Muser. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is called out on strikes. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Otis reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Salada scoops it up and throws to first, with Busby covering, for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Horta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Salada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salada takes first base on ball 4. Healy moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Muser. The throw from Healy and he is out, Patek applying the tag. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a fly ball into center field. Oda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent bunts towards the mound. Busby fields it and throws to first for the out. Hermann moves to second. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hermann scores. Kelly moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kelly moves to third. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelly scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Healy hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Saleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saleta is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Saleta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Muser bunts towards the mound. Busby fields it and throws to first for the out. Melton moves to second. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharp hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hermann is walked intentionally. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 0 in the game. Dent is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive towards short. Dent reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kelly moves to third. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kelly scores. Two outs. It's 4 to nothing, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 2 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Muser hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 2 in the game. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hermann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Richie Sheinblum pinch hits for Tony Salada. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen juggles the ball. That's an error on Allen. Sheinblum moves to third. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 3 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sheinblum tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. White reaches second base with a double. Brett moves to third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett scores. White scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-3, White Sox. Terry Forster now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McRae strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Mayberry now playing first base. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent is hit by the pitch. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dent moves to second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dent moves to third. Joe Horner now pitching. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 3 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dent scores. Kelly moves to third. It's 5-3, White Sox. Doug Bird now pitching. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. Horta moves to second. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May is walked intentionally. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Kelly scores. Horta scores. May moves to third. It's 7-3, White Sox. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Ken Henderson now playing center field. Bill Sharp now playing right field. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Healy hits a fly ball into right field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-3 in the game. Wolford hits a fly ball into right field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-3 in the game. Sharp hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hermann hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, White Sox. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dent hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Dent reaches second base with a double. Steve Mingori now pitching. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Otis. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Dent scores. It's 9-3, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Horta moves to second. It's 10-3, White Sox. Lee Richard pinch runs for Dick Allen. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a ball on the ground for an out. Horta moves to third. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horta scores. May moves to second. It's 11-3, White Sox. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Healy for a passed ball. May moves to third. Melton moves to second. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Muser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Terry Forster now pitching. Tony Muser now playing first base. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Martinez pinch hits for George Brett. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.